And when you're done, come back to the CD. And I want you to do one more thing here. I want you to go into your garden and bring in into your garden anyone who you don't feel, anyone you feel out of sorts with, anyone with whom you've had a disagreement, anyone who's done something to you, or anyone you feel you've done something to that you should not have done. And I want you to go into that garden with this person, and I want you to talk to this person about it in your garden, and have them let it all out, and explain everything, and say everything they want to say to you. And I want you to do the same afterwards, and have them listen. And then it's your turn again, and then yours, until both of you have said everything you both have to say. Now, I want you, when the other person speaks, I want your unconscious mind to become them, so they actually speak truthfully. And I want the rest of you to listen carefully to what they're saying. All the while, I want you to flood the loving energy through the whole place, through you and through them. And once you've resolved the situation between the two of you, I want the other person to generate in your mind, in your garden, this loving energy. And I want you to scan yourself to make sure that you've let go completely of any resentment, any guilt, any anger, any hatred. And I want you to scan the other person for the same thing. And once you've done this, I want you to go ahead and go, both of you, into the other person's garden. And do the same thing. Make sure that any anger, resentment, or guilt is gone from the both of you. And once that's done, just kiss or shake hands or whatever you do. And each one of you should go back to your own garden. And notice how you feel. And I'm not going to tell you to do this once a day, or do this twice a day, or every other week. I'm going to tell you to do this with every single person you know you have a problem with. It could be like a few people, it could be no one if you're lucky. It could be a lot of people. It doesn't matter. This is something you need to do with everyone you feel out of sorts with. Unresolved issues from the past, things that are happening now, family, home, work, it doesn't matter where they're from. Just go ahead and do it. If you do this, you will increase your power by a lot. The elements will balance themselves much more. Your energetic bodies will come together much more fully. Everything you try to undo and dissolve in your unconscious mind is going to work much better also. Your higher self is going to be more in contact with you and more able to manifest good things for you. So this is really important for you to do. So I want you to go ahead and do that now. Or you can do it later. Or you can do it after you've listened to several of the CDs once or twice. Or you can do it after you finish listening to every CD. It doesn't matter when you do it. What's important is that you need to do it. You have to do it. If you don't do it, and then you notice that some other things are not working with Huna, well, you know why. Because I'm telling you right now, you have to do this. If you want to manifest power the way you could manifest it with Huna, if you want good things to happen to you, if you want to be able to have the power of the Kahuna reality control, meaning you can control reality, this is something you have to do. There's no way around it. And it's actually a good thing. You're going to feel much better after you do it. So go ahead and do this. See, I left this for later here in the advanced exercises because it's something that's so important. I wanted you to have all the other tools at your disposal before doing this. Even though this is the one thing that's going to open up the doorway for you to manifest things in your reality the way you want them to. This is probably the most important thing in the whole Kahuna reality control set. So I'm going to emphasize this over and over again. Go ahead and do this. Because if you don't do this, your results may be good or may not be good. I don't know what your results are going to be like. If you do this, I guarantee you're going to have good results. Everything else is going to fall into place. and you'll be able to really manifest what you want. Which is why you're listening to this in the first place. Because there's some things you'd like to manifest in your life. And you want to know how to do that. Well, I've been telling you how to do that, and now I'm telling you this is the foundation. This is what makes everything else work. This is the center of everything else we're doing. And like I said, I'm not going to ask you to do this for 21 days, for 40 days, for 2 days, for 1 hour, anytime. Because this is something you need to do forever. And maybe you don't have the time to do this all the time. But you should make time for it. And the more you do it, the easier it gets. And pretty soon you're not going to be needing to go into any garden or do any elaborate ritual to make this happen. It will happen automatically because your unconscious mind will know how to do it and know what it is that you need to do. So you will be able to forgive others and yourself automatically as things happen. So that the charge of those negative emotions don't take hold in you. They may have a spark here and there. You may feel it, because it's good to feel things. And then you let it go. It doesn't attach itself anywhere. This is the most important thing to reprogram inside your own conscious mind. This is something that your lower self must really know how to do. This is something that your middle self must want. You must consciously understand that this is what's best, and this is what you really want. And your higher self already knows this. So once your unconscious mind knows how to do this, understands this is what it needs to do, once you consciously, your middle self, really wants this happening in your life, your higher self already wants this. So all yourselves, your three selves, will be united, will be aligned together, and they will become like one mind. Because the ultimate purpose of Huna is to have the three minds become one mind. The three yous become one you. Just like all your unconscious energetic bodies should be aligned together to act as one, your three minds should align together to act as one. And then you will act with a mind. The mind of a higher self. Which is much stronger, much more powerful. Much wiser than any lower self or any middle self of anyone. You will be the person who acts with a higher self mind. And that is a certain state of enlightenment. It's the equivalent of enlightenment in the Huna system. And it takes a bit of practice, and it takes a lot of letting go of negativity in your life. But there's nothing to lose except negativity, and that's a good thing to lose, and there's everything to gain. So please keep this in mind as you listen to this set a few times, and mostly as you practice this last thing we just talked about. And with this, I'm going to leave you to listen to the final CD, in which you'll hear two voices helping you create that garden that you're going to use to build upon a lot of these practices. And someday you'll be able to extend that garden to the whole world, so that your whole environment, the whole world around you, what you see and even the places you've never been to and may never visit, everything in the world becomes your own personal garden, where you can create your own reality and where others can share it with you in a happy state.